and I took off my shirt and sat there and started down here and went up here, turned around, came down, turned back the other way and went up, and we worked on the other arm. When I got the 73 in, I took time and watched it. And I said, what do you want, allergic to anything? Maybe wild oats. I could have shot him. Don't sway me with facts, my mind is made up. What other stinging insects do you have?
Scorpions.
My father-in-law built a new... I'm supposed to be interviewing you. My father-in-law just built a new house down in Dallas. And he had a fireplace put in. We went down there just when they'd moved in. Well, they'd just been nicely settled. And we got in about 1 o'clock in the morning, and he just brought in some wood and built a fire. And the first thing I did was take off my shoes. The second thing was put my left foot down on the floor. And the third thing was put my right foot down on the floor right on top of the scorpion. He popped me right into the arch.
What a sting, too.
Oh, I thought my legs were gone.
They hurt.
But I put some ice on it, and it seemed to localize the injection, and it came out all right. Do you have flying insects that sting?
Little bees. Wasps.
Where do they build their nests?
The bees?
The wasps.
Around the eaves of the house or in the tree.
Do you have anything you call hornets?
No hornets? No, no.
Do you have that insect with a brown and yellow striped rear end?
Yellow jacket.
Where do they nest?
Well, they... just about any place.
Oh, I don't like those.
I see them in trees and on buildings. Any place that isn't disturbed much.
Do you have those little insects, the very tiny ones that build mud nests and collect little spiders and stuff and then build them under your eaves, perhaps?
Oh, that's mud buggers, what you call them.
I broke one of those off the eaves of my house last spring, and I bet there were 50 little spiders in that nest. I didn't know this. It was a great revelation to me.
Well, they put spiders in there, and they lay their eggs in there, too. And then the larva feeds on the spiders, I think. So it
canned food, huh? Mm-hmm.
Last pipe.
Oh, I was going to ask you about fish. How have you done? How do you do when you fish? Well or ill?
Depends on how the fish are dying.
Did you catch many last year?
Oh, not a lot. Well, no, not that big. If I catch a 3-pounder, I feel very...
Gee, that's pretty good.
Really good.
Cat? Bass?
Cat, fish, or bass.
What's the biggest one you caught last year?
Well, it was a catfish. It weighed about 4.5 pounds.
Gee.
What was that? That great big one you got?
It's 4.5 pounds. 4 to 5, somewhere in there.
What's the biggest one you've ever caught?
Well, about a 6-pound trout fish. Hmm.
Martha, how many fish you caught?
Yeah, I like to catch them.
I do too.
I like to eat them too, but I haven't had much practice in either one. Oh, we were talking about insects. What do you call the strings that the spider makes? And